Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef, a Freilich and Chanukah to everybody. And while it's never good to be back from Eretz Yisrael, it's good to be back from Eretz Yisrael together with the Chevra learning in person. I apologize about the recordings. I tried to do my best with the recordings in limited amount of time, a limited amount of space to record. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, hopefully it all went well. We are ready to begin the third parak of Maseches Tainus. On the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, good morning, Reuven, Yishai Yitzchak, David Yoshua, Chana Chenech, Rebbe Avi, Yitzchak, Harav Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, and Svika. Let's begin. Say there, Tanios Elu Ha'amor B'Revi Rishona. So the group of three fast days, the first three, then it got more intense to the second three, and then the last seven. That's only if rain did not fall by the first set of dates. Avol tzmachim she'as she'shanu masriyan aleim miyad. However, if it did start raining and stuff started growing, but it started growing in a bad way, so then you go straight to the most severe fasts. That's actually worse. That's the way Rashi learns. Masri and Alein, you already blow the shofars and fast. That's the way Rashi and Tosas learn. Take a look at Tosas. Masri and Alein miyad. Tosas says, umis anin, kamoche. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say you fast, but Tosas and Rashi assume that's a davar pasha that you would fast. Vafilo barishonos, shechomer ha'achronos nogin bo. Vim toma ha'ad masri and masha no asim misana, maitzarach lefarsh ma'asizim misamach osa ha'ir misana masras. And Tosas asks, wait a second, but later in the Mishnah it sounds like it's just Masrin. Well, that's only for Rabbi Akiva. We'll see that in a minute. So you'd go right away to the most severe situation in a case of where they were growing badly. That's the way Rashi and Tosis learn, that it means that you would fast and blow the shofar. However, the Ritva and the Rabban quote arrived that when it says Masri and b'shofars, it means no, it says just you blow shofars and not a fast day, because it's not as bad when the crops would be crops, just not as good. It's not as bad as not raining at all. And the Ritva proves the Ravid's opinion from what it says in the next line. We'll see it in a second, but he himself disagrees. He said, then it shouldn't have said miyad, it should have said bilvad. It should have said it's less. Miyad sounds like it's worse. You would get to the series fast right away. Anyway, v'chein, shapasku geshem, geshem bin geshem l'geshem, if the rain stopped in between the rains, there was 40 days of no rain, arbaim yom, 40 days in between the rains, so then masriin aleim, b'meshi makas batzoa. So then, again, Rashi would say this means Masriyan and you'd fast. But this is the Ritva Zariah that, no, come on. If it wouldn't rain for 40... Good morning, Dr. Joe. If it wouldn't rain for 40 days between the rains, that's not worse than not raining at all. So that's where the Ritva proves for the Ravid. So here you see Masriyan means just blow shofar and don't fast. It's like a lesser... It's a lesser fast, Mepeshe Makas Vatsoris. Because that's like a famine, but it's not as bad as no rain at all. So, but again, Rashi learns this means no. Rashi learns it means no. Masrinu Masanin, it's actually worse. Because once this stuff grows badly, it can't grow the right way at all. So Rashi and Tosis learn this is worse. But the Ravid learns no, this is better. At least you have something, you don't have nothing. Yardu, tzmachan avalo yardu lidin. Let's say it rained lightly. Let's say which would be good enough for the vegetation. Good morning, Jeremy. Avalo yardu lidin, but it didn't rain heavy rains that would be good for trees. Or leilan avalo tzmachan. Only heavy rains for trees and not for the vegetation. Lazeh, lazeh. Avalo lebois sheikh namars. It wasn't enough to fill up for the drinking water, the reservoirs, and the cisterns. Masriyan aleim miyad. Also, that's worse, so you would blow shofar and fast right away. Let's say you have a city that it didn't rain there. Al achas lo tamtir. Right? The Navi is telling us that it's possible that Hashem is giving a warning sign. So Osa Ha'ir Mis'anu Masra. So that city has to fast and blow shofar. V'chol Svivosea. So here you see it says Mis'anu Masra. That's also a raya against Rashi. Where it says you fast and you blow. Right? So here it says you fast and you blow. So how could you say earlier that when it said you blow means you blow and you fast? Here it says. That's also part of the raya. That was Tosfos Kasha. Osa Ha'ir Mis'anu Masra. So then that city fasts and blows shofar. V'chol svivosea, misanas lo masrias. That was Tosfos' answer. That they wanted to tell you, Rabbi Akiva, right? That some say, that's why he said it differently over here. But the cities around it, so they fast and don't blow shofar. Because it's not as bad for them. But they still have to fast, either to daven for their brothers, or because ultimately, who are they going to come to get food from? They're going to come to them to get food, so there's going to be a famine by them too. So they've got to daven a little bit, but not as much as the other guys. At least they have something. So Tanakhama says they fast but don't blow. Rabbi Kiva says it's actually worse to fast, so we let them masrius for lo misanos. We let them blow shofar, but they don't fast because it's worse to fast.
How did they know where they have messengers go out? And is that they like Rosh Chodesh, they light torches? And how they
I guess, you know, word got out. It's just the neighboring, this is the neighboring cities. The neighboring cities. The Ran explains the root of the dispute here about whether or not you... So either it's which is more severe, or the root of the Ran explains the dispute is that, listen, you got to daven for your neighbors, but so you got to be Mavakish Rachim. So is it more like Rosh Hashanah or like Yom Kippur? Rabbi Kiva says blow shofar and don't fast like Rosh Hashanah. But Tanakhama says fast and don't blow shofar because it's more like Yom Kippur. Let's say you have a city that had a plague or buildings fallen. That city fasts and blows shofar. They blow shofar and don't fast. What's considered to be a plague? A city of at least 500. Three people died. One person died three consecutive days of a city of 500. Hare Zedever. Pachas Mikan, less than that ratio, Ein Zedever. Yeah, Corona. Yeah, I know. Corona, Lachorit should be much more than that. Yeah. I was a little surprised that there wasn't more of like Tfilos, Yom Tfilah, fast days. You didn't really hear anybody doing it the whole Corona. I'm not even sure I don't know. Yeah, that Gura had one day, I think. But I was a little surprised that unfortunately, we don't have such great organized leadership here in Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately. Al Elu Masriin B'chol Makom. On the following fast days, the following tsaros, you fast anywhere. Not only in the place where it's happening, but you fast even in the neighboring cities. Al Ashidafon. If there is the crops. Are dried out, right? They're withering, withered crops. Falayira kon. Some say this means hepatitis. Others say it means no. It means the crops become green. Falabra, falachasal, different types of locusts. Falachaya, ra. Or if you have like wolves or lions killing people, the Gemara is going to explain. Falacherev, or you have soldiers running wild. Masri and alein. So right away you would go to the worst fast. Neshi makam halechas. Also, and you fast everywhere because it could reach you easily. It's something that's going to spread. So Rashi says the reason why you fast is because you're afraid it's going to come to you. The Ritva says the name of the Rif that it's dafka in a place that it could reach you. So it's not b'chol makom, right? Rashi says b'chol makom mean anywhere it could reach you. But the Rif says no. It's only in a place where it looks like it's going to reach you, not stam that it's going to reach you, but it looks like it can get to you. Ma'ase sheyardu zekenim miyushalayim la'areim v'gazu tanis al shaniret kimlo pitano shidafen ba'ashkelon. Story happened that some of the elders of the Sanhedrin they left Yerushalayim, came to their cities, and they were gozer tanis because in one place of the field they saw. That the shear of like would fill up one oven of wheat that was withered, Ba'ashkelon. Now they saw this field in Ashkelon. Ashkelon, the first mission in Gittin, discussing when you say, I maybe get Medina Sam, when do you have to say before Nechtam? It says that Ashkelon was considered to be the land of the Plishtim, and it was considered to be like Chutz La'aretz. So says the Piskei Arit in Rashi. Ashkelon is like Chutz La'aretz. Like we said before, even though it's Medina la Medina, so you're gonna still decree a fast even though it was not in Eretz Yisrael. The Ran says no. Ashkelon was the end of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and so says the Ritva. Ashkelon was in Eretz Yisrael, in the south. Even though in Gittin it says clearly in the Mishnah that Ashkelon is like Chutz La'aretz, that's because Lo Kivshu Oli Bavel. Ashkelon was an area that was Kivshu Oli Mitzrayim. The Lo Kivshu Oli Bavel. So, Lagabi, some things it was Eretz Yisrael, Lagabi, some things not. So, as far as it maybe get, it was like Chutz La'aretz, but as far as being part of the same Medina to daven for it, it was considered to be like Eretz Yisrael. So says the Ran and the Ritva. Va'od Gazru Tainis al Sheochlu Ze'evim Shnei Tinokas Be'er Yarden. Wolves ate up two babies in Eivra Yarden, they decreed a fast. Rabbi Yossi Amar, no, they didn't actually eat them. Lo al Sheochlu El al Sheniru, they saw two wolves running around and they were scared that that they would do it. Al Elu Masri and Bishabbos. On the following Tzaros, you would be Masri on Shabbos. Now, we said before Masri means blow shofar. But Rashi says here it doesn't mean blow shofar, it means to say Anenu. The Rambam says no, it means you would even fast on Shabbos. Because, hello, Anenu, you say on a fast day. Anenu, b'yom tzom tani senu. So the Rambam says, no, they would even fast on these days on Shabbos. But the Rashi says, no, that doesn't make any sense. We don't fast on Shabbos. Al elu masri and b'shabbos. Take a look at Rashi, one word. Masri, and one third of the way down the page, ba'anenu. Rashi says it means anenu. But the Rambam says, no, it means that they would fast. Al ir shekifur nachrim. If the city was encircled by non-Jews, o nahar, or is the ocean that was rising and it's gonna flood the whole village. A boat, a ship is sinking at sea, it's gonna drown. Rabbi Yossi Omer, La Ezra Valolitzaka, they would cry out to spread the alarm to get help, but not as a tefillah. This wasn't considered to be a serious enough tzara to daven on Shabbos, because you're only allowed to daven on Shabbos. It's a little strange. But you're not only allowed to daven Shabbos if you're like really sure that your tefillos could help something. That's what Rashi says over here. Others say that people would daven in private for help, but not in public, because you're not supposed to say tchinas on Shabbos. Shimon Atimni Omer, af al hadever, sutu on a plague, you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. V'lohodu lo chachamim. No, they hold even b'chol. You would not blow shofar for a dever because we're afraid you're going to have to blow shofar on Shabbos. That's what some say. I'll call to Shlo Tavala Tzivar. In any other painful situation, Masri and Alain, you're allowed to also blow shofar, Chutz Mirov Geshamim. But if there's too much rain, Hurricane Sandy, that you can't daven for, because rain is considered to be a bracha and too much of a good thing, even though it's not a good thing. But you're not allowed to make a fast day for that, because you got to appreciate the good. Ah, famous story. Now this perek, by the way, is called by the Rishonim Pirka de Chasida. At the end of today's daf, we're going to start six blot straight of stories of tzaddikim, stories of Chasidim, coming attractions. Anyway, but it starts over here. The famous story of Choni Hama'agel. Ma'aseh Shem, and this story is in the Mishnah to illustrate that you can't daven for too much of a good thing. So Ma'aseh Shamalo Choni Hamagel, they told Choni the circle maker his spalal sheyedu geshamim. There was no rain, so Choni was a big tzaddik. So they said, daven for us that it should rain. Amalhem tzuvich nusa tanuri psachim b'shur shal imoka. He said, well, if you can ask me to daven, I got news for you. It's going to rain, so you better take the ovens for baking the matzahs. Take them out of your backyards, because you're going to destroy them with the rain I'm going to bring. B'shur shal imoku. So they shouldn't melt. His spalel say he davened v'lo yarg gisham. It didn't rain. Ma'asa, what did he do? Og uga, he drew a circle on the sand. V'amah besocha, he stood in the middle of the circle. V'amah l'fan r'ban shalom banecha, samu p'neim alai, your sons have trusted in me, shanu k'ven bayis l'fanecha, because they know that me and you are tight. Well, I'm like a ben bayis by you. Some say he meant to say, as a statement of humility, that I'm not such a big tzaddik, but we're tight, we're buddies. I'm like a Ben Bias. Like, not because I'm a big tzaddik, but because, you know, you let me come and go. You, for some reason, you listen to me. So says the Marsha. Nishpani b'shim chagod l'sheini zazmika, I'm swearing by your great name that I'm not moving from this circle. Ad sheterachem alai banecha. Ad sheterachem, you have mercy and it rains. Hiskilug shamanathim, started to drizzle. Amar, Choni says, lo kach sha'alti. Hey God, that's not what I asked for. Ela gishme borashich namaros. I need enough rain that it's going to fill up the reservoirs. Hiskilug bizaf, it started to pour. Amar, lo kach sha'alti, Choni said, Ribbono shlom, that's not what I asked for. Ella gishmi ratzim brachon daba. I need like something in the middle. Yarda ketiknam. So then it started raining the normal way. Ad shiyatzi yisrael. And then it rained so much. Ad shiyatzi yisrael mishayim lahar abayis neyakshamim. It had to go up to high ground in the har abayis. Some say went to abayis because it's high ground. Meiri says that. Tazis yantiv says no. It had a roof. That's why they went there. Asks the Turei Evan of Rosh Hashanah. Har Habayis is even more holy than a shul. Har Habayis, you're not allowed to wear shoes or shul. Yes, Har Habayis, you're not allowed to spit a shul. You're allowed to spit. And we know you're not allowed to walk into a shul to protect from the rain. How can you walk into Har Habayis to protect from the rain? So the Birkei Yosef answers, Choni Amago is different. He doesn't explain. Some say it was Mamish Sakonas Nefashis. It was like the water was getting so high. They had Sakonas Nefashis. They had to go to Har Habayis. Bov Amrlo. He said to Choni, "Kishem shespat alem sheyedu kachat ben alem sheyecholhen." Okay, you daven now. Now we're going to die. Daven that they should go. I'm alem. Tzur imimches nevanat toin. Go and see if the water had risen above the stone of the toin. That was the stone where they would. The guy would said, "I lost a lost object." They would be machur as a lost object from the stone, and the guy would come in taina. That's why it's called nevanat toin. He would claim and give a simon and say, "It's my lost object." It was a very high area. Shalach l'shem ben shadach. So, meaning Choni said, no, I'm not going to daven, because you can't daven to stop a good thing. That's what he meant. Shalach l'shem ben shatach. Il molech Choni ata, if you weren't such a big tzaddik, Choni, because Rani Alechen, yeah, I'd put you in cherem, of the way you spoke to your Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, I need a little more. I need a little less. I put you in cherem. Aval ma esalach, sh'ata mischate l'fnei HaKadosh me'amakom v'osal charetanecha. Even though you sin in front of Hashem by talking like a chutzpin yak, he listens to you. So what am I going to do? I can't put you in cherem. Like a spoiled child who makes fun of his father and says not nice things. And the father keeps giving everything he wants. The kid is chutzpah dictator to the father. Give me this, give me this, give me this. And the father keeps giving him. How lucky are your parents to have a child who can talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam like this and he still gets answered. He must be a big, big tzaddik. Let's say they were fasting. And Hashem answered the tefillah. Started raining in the middle of the fast day. So do you complete the fast? Depends when it started. Two opinions why. Either because the tainus was chal once it started, or, so Rashi says, by neitz it's chal chiv. Tiferes Yisrael says, no. You see from the fact that it started only after they had a fast day. Hashem didn't really want to give it. It was only because of the tainus. So that's why they have to finish the tainus. Because it wasn't like the savor panim yafos. It was only because the imamish made themselves crazy. So you have to finish the tainus. So that's Rabbi Lezer Omer, kodom chatzos lo yashlim, olach chatzos yashlim. After chatzos, either because that's the majority of the day or that's when they would eat. Chatzos was the meal that they used to have. So once it was before chatzos, so you could eat. So it's not a fast day. But if it's after chatzos, so you start eating already. If the zman achil is gone already, so then it's a fast day. Ma'isish goes tanis balud v'yardulam gisham kodem chatzos. I'm on the retire phone. Tzu v'ichlu u'shesu v'asu yantiv. Yatzu achlim shasu v'asu yantiv. U'bo bein arbay mekar ha'la gadol. I was listening to Rabbi Liebowitz on the bike this morning, and he said, you know, that's a problem that people only daven when they is a pain. But then when Hashem answers the tefillah, you don't go and make a party. You gotta dive in just as hard when Hashem answers the tefillah. Now when he told the story that one of the gedolim, that somebody went to him, please dive in for my So the Gadol was davening. So he met him like 15 years later. He said, "Nu, how's your wife that I was davening for?" He said, "What do you mean? 10 years ago, she was already answered." He said, "You didn't come back and tell me I've been davening for 15 years." He didn't come back. He didn't bother going back and tell me he's been davening for the same person. He didn't bother to come and tell me that he already, Hashem answered the tefillah, so you don't have to daven anymore. She had the baby. He's been davening for 15 years. She should have a kid. So here they went and he said, "Go, okay, Hashem answered these fields. So now go say Hala Gadol." What's Hala Gadol? The 26 Hodos. Hodol Hashem Kitov. Hodol Elokei Elokim. Hodol Adonai. What's such a big Hala? Why is it called Hala Gadol? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all the way up high. He's Elokei Elokim Adonai. And yet he cares about Noisin Lechem L'chol Basar. He gives food for every little person. Seder, says the Gemara. Seder, Tani, Yisrael, Elohim, Revir, Rishona. So this is the order of Tanis that it said. This is the order of the Tanis that it said by the... that was by the first. By the first rains. What do you mean? We don't fast by the first rains. It doesn't come for a minute. Revir, Rishona, Ushnia, Lishol, Shlishas, Lasana. So you got to wait till the third day comes in order to fast. That's what it meant. Hachkama. Say the Tanis Army, I must say, Bizman Shah Yotzer of Yushon Shnu Shlishis, Velo Yardu Gishamim. Abel Yardu Gisham, Revi Rishon of Azaru, Velo Tsamchu, Inami, Tsamchu, Vachazu Nishtanu. If they planted and it didn't plant well, it rained, but they planted and it didn't grow, or it grew and it grew the wrong way. Masrin Alemi, yeah, that's what the Mishnah means. Amrav Nachman, Dafka Nishtanu, only if they changed, it's a problem. Abel Yavshu, if they dried out, low. You're not allowed to fast and daven because it's already ball game over. It's like a tefillah shove. It grew dried out. You can't even eat it. So davening for that is a tefillah shove. Right? Anytime you daven for something that's impossible to change, al pi derech hateva, you can't daven for that. Like, I think once your wife is pregnant, you're not, after a certain amount of time, you're not allowed to daven. It should be a boy or a girl because it's already been decided. Can't do that. Says the Gemara, Pshita Nishtanu Tanan. It said that it was grew the wrong way. Lo Tzricha De Okun. That after it dried out, a little thing started to grow. Mal to say Aknas Milsi. That's significant. Kamash Mala. No, once it dried out, even if it grew a little bit, it's not going to grow. If they had a 40-day break, then you also have these fast days. My makas batzores. I'm with the marav. Makas hamevil de batzores. If this would continue, it's going to cause something very, very bad. I'm Rav Nachman. What's considered to be a batzores, but not a rav? I'm Rav Nachman. Nahara. If in one city that's along the river, you could bring a lot of food in a big boat. So that's not so bad. That's batzorta. But Medinasa, if you're going to have to bring it by donkey, that's kafna, that's already a famine. That's because you're not going to be able to bring a lot at a time, so that's worse. Amar Chanina, Sa b'sela u'shchicha batzorta. If it's very expensive, but there's food, that's not as bad. That's a batzoras. Arba, even if it's cheaper, v'lo shchicha, but you can't find it, kafna, that's much worse. That's a famine. That's if there's a lot of money around, but not a lot of food. Most bioker Paris bezol, but if you can't find so much money around, but the prices are cheap, masrin alemiya. That's considered to be worse because if you don't have money, it doesn't get off the ground. Nahirna. I remember kahavu kaime arba son besela. Even though the food was cheap, bahave nefishe. People were walking around with bloated stomachs, Betveria midalas isar, because even though the food was cheap, but they had no money. So it didn't matter how cheap the food was, if you don't have what to buy it with, you still aren't going to be able to have food. So a lack of money is worse than a lack of food. That's what he says. Yeah, I would have said the reverse, but Yardu Smachan Avalola Ilan. So he said if it rained lightly, that was good for the vegetation, but not for the trees. Etc. Bishlama l'tzmach v'lilim shachas l'ad asanicha v'lo asit razva. It only rained light rains, but not heavy rains. L'ilim l'tzmach d'asit razva l'asanicha. Heavy rains good for the trees, but not for the vegetation. If it rained both for the vegetation and for the trees, but not for the cisterns, the reservoirs for the drinking water, it just wasn't enough. It had heavy water and light water, but it wasn't enough. That was all that was in the Mishnah. But in the Brice, it said the opposite. It rained enough for the cisterns and the reservoirs, but not enough for the vegetation and for the trees. How is that possible? What do you mean? That means you had light rain and heavy rain. You had enough of everything. And the Gemara to ask you bishvichusa. No, it came in such a driving force. It was pouring buckets right away that it just went straight to the cisterns. But the trees, it didn't stay around enough for the trees and the plants to get anything out of it. Tana Rabbanan, a rabbi still in the Brisa. Masriin, and Rashi says, and you would fast, blow shofar, and fast al ha'ilanos befros ha-pesach, 15 days before Pesach, if it didn't rain for them. Al bo'os shichan amaros befros ha-chag, even 15 days before Sukkos. V'im lehem mayim l'shtos, if there was no drinking water, masriin alem yad, you blow shofar right away, even earlier than that, because everyone needs that. The Eze will miyad shalhem sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Why generally did they make fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday? Because they lay in those days, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to ask Hashem on a Thursday, and he came down 40 days later on a Monday. So that's why we fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Va'al kulan, on all the tzaras mentioned in the Brisa, ein masrin alem ba'afrachi shalhem, only in the same country, the same Medina. Va'askira, some say it's a type of whooping cough, a type of illness that would strangle you. You couldn't breathe. Zman sheyish ba misa. If it's causing people to die, masri and alea. So then you would blow shofar. Anybody would hear about it, even far away places. Zman sheyin ba misa in masri and alea. But if people aren't dying from it, so then you don't blow shofar. Masri and ala govai, type of grasshopper. Bechol shehu. Even a little bit, you blow shofar because... if you have a little bit of it, it's going to end up being a lot of it. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Af Al HaChogav, even a different type of grasshopper. Tana Rabbanan, Masriin Al HaIlanos, B'Shar Shnei Shavua. On non-Shemitah years, you blow shofar for the, on non-Shemitah years, you blow shofar for the trees. But drinking water you need even during Shemitah. Even on the trees you would blow shofar even during the Shemitah. And ala svichin, on the plants that grew by themselves during the Shemitah year. Because even the aniyim need the stuff to grow during the Shemitah. Tanya, Amar Velaz ben Parta, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamidash Nasuk Sham Simukum Lolam. From the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so rain is never predictable. It's always a problem. Yeshanu Shemayim Rubin, sometimes it rains a lot. Yeshanu Shemayim Utan, sometimes it rains a little. Yeshanu Shemayim Yodim Bizmanan, sometimes it comes at the right time. Yeshanu Shemayim Yodim Bizmanan, comes too late. Yeshanu Shemayim Yodim Bizmanan Lamau Dome, what's that compared to Levitch and us and the Rabbi Panasas Becham Shabbos? When the rain comes at the right time, it's like a guy who got enough wheat on Sunday. So he has the whole week to prepare the week appropriately. He grinds it, and he makes the loaf. Nimtse sa'isa nefes ketikna. The loaf will be baked appropriately. V'nechel ketikna, and it's eaten appropriately. Shana she'en she'meyodim bizman l'ma'udoma. What about it when the rain does not come at the proper time? What's that compared to? Le'eved she'nasan l'rabba panasos of Erev Shabbos. No, it's mamish the end of the week. Erev Shabbos, that's when you got the wheat. So you have no time. Nimtzi sees in that face, shalokatikna. You're going to have to bake it too fast. Nechel shalokatikna. It's going to be eaten too fast. So you're going to have to stuff yourself. You didn't have enough in the early of the week. You're going to have to stuff yourself at the end of the week, and it's going to be bad. Shanashek shamem ruben lamahu doma. A year that there's a lot of rain. What's that compared to? Levitch nos l'rabu parnasaso v'vas achas. All the years wheat came at one time. And you could grind it all in one shot. Now every time you grind, a little bit of it gets stuck in the grinder. So you want to grind a lot at one shot, not keep grinding little, because each time a little bit gets stuck in the grinder, and you lose each time you grind. Nimtzeis rechaim talks min habor, min hakor, mashal talks min hakav. So you do a lot at a time instead of a little bit of time, but you lose the same amount. So it's better to do all at one shot. So the bowl that you, the mixing bowl, is going to take the same amount from a lot that it would be for a little. But if it just rains a little at a time, if the, he only gets his panas a little by little, so first of all, more is going to get stuck in the grinder. And the mixing bowl also, it's going to take the same amount from a lot that it takes from a little. When there's a lot of rain, what's that compared to? A person is kneading the cement. If there's enough water, then the cement is going to be fine. Hatit megubal yafe. Im yesh lo mayim muatin, which is a little water. Mayim kolam hatit inu meskabel yafe. The water is going to be lost, and the clay is not going to be kneaded appropriately. Let's just start at least the story of Nachtima ben Gurion. We'll just start it, even though we're going to finish it. And tomorrow's daf says the Gemara. Tanavana, Pamachas Olu Kol Yisrael L'Regel Yushalayim. Klal Yisrael was Olu L'Regel to Jerusalem, and there was not enough rain. L'Hoy L'Amayim Lishlas, didn't have enough rain, not water to drink. Halach Netim Ben Gurion was a very wealthy guy. Eitzel Hegmon Echad. He went to a certain Goy. Omelo, Halveni Shtemisrei Mayanos Mayim. Lend me 12 wellsprings of water for the Oli Regalim. I'll return you 12 wellsprings, Mayim, after it rains. If I don't give you back 12 wellsprings, I'll give you 12 silver pieces. Zman. They made a certain time. The time came. It hadn't rained yet. So this Hegmon sent an Agdimon. Either give me water or pay me. Shalach lo, adayin yesh li zman. I got plenty of time. I got the whole day. Kol yom kula shaliyu. I still got the whole day. But saharayim in the afternoon, shalach lo, shagali omayim omo, shesh li biyadcha, shalach lo, adayin yesh li shalos biyom. I still have some more time. The mincha in the afternoon, shalach lo, shagali omayim omo, shesh li biyadcha, shalach lo, adayin yesh li shalos biyom. I have still time. Ligligal of osa hegmon. Amalo, kol ashana kula yodu gushamim. You think it's going to happen right now? So this Hegmon went to take a shower with joy. He's about to become very rich. By the time the guy got into this shower, Nakdima went sad into the Beis HaMikdash, and his atef, he wrapped himself in a talus. I didn't do this. For my own honor, this guy got out of his shower, and the other guy got out of the Beis HaMikdash. Amalo. Tamely Dame Mayim Yoser. So I gave you extra. Sheish the Biyadcha. I gave you back more than you lent me. Amalo, Yodani Shlo Hirish Gadish Brochu Esolamo Elabish Vilcha. El Dan Yeshli Pishon Pealacha. I retani you, Sheotzi Mimcha Esmo Secha. You still owe me the money. Shekfar Shaka Chama. The sun had already set, so you didn't fulfill your responsibility. Ugishamim Bishusi Yardu. It's my money. When Nachtim heard this, Chazav and Nichzav Beis Hamikdash, the Sadiv Amar Tfil, Amar Tfil, Ribon Shalom, Hoda Sheishtcha Ahuvim Ba'olam Echa. Show the world that you loved your sons. Miyad, Nispazer Avim Vizarcha Achama, the sun came out. So it was still daylight. So the guy lost. Osa Shah Amalo, Hahegmon, Ilo Nikdara Achama, now that the sun came out, so I have no more answer to you, and you don't owe me anything. We will stop here in the middle of the project. Have a wonderful day.